An artifact belonging to the Mayan Empire will finally make its way back home after spending more than 18 years at a mid-Michigan college. As WKAR's Michelle Jokish-Polo reports, the 500-year-old urn will soon be reunited with its twin in Mexico.
It began 8 years ago, in 2013, when Arizona State University archaeologist Joel Palka visited Albion College. He was there to study one of the college's photograph collections on the Mayan people who inhabited what is today known as Chiapas in the southwest region of Mexico. Walking through the halls, he saw an ancient urn that features sculptural details of what appears to be a man wearing colorful garments.
I passed by the urn on my way to the photograph archive, and I always thought, oh, it's an interesting urn. It was made out of ceramic, about 3 feet high.
Little did Palka know that a few months later, while visiting the Museo de los Altos in Chiapas, he would find the exact same looking urn in one of the museum's exhibits.
Went into the Maya Hall and it was greeted by what I thought was the Albion urn. And that was like in June. And I thought, well, how can they repatriate it that fast? And why wouldn't they tell me? And then I realized that they couldn't have.
Palka figured out that the urn at Albion looked identical to the urn being exhibited at the museum in Chiapas.
And that launched this mission then to study the urns and if they were indeed twins or if one was a modern kind of fabrication or copy, or to learn more about what was going on.
According to Palka, these urns were originally found in caves located in Lake Petja in Chiapas. It's a region where Mayan people lived during the Spanish conquest. He says the urns depict the places where they were found.
So Maya would go there and give offerings to these lords, that these underworld lords or these gods that lived in caves.
The urn, which is estimated to have been made between 900 AD and 1600 AD, was given to the college archives by alumni Marvin Van. Van spent many years in Mexico on a personal mission to study communities of indigenous people in remote areas. Palka says it's most likely Van came across the urn during one of his visits to Chiapas.
He found the one urn and the base was deteriorated. The bottom part of the ceramic urn was eroded, and I think he took it back to repair it and to do some analysis.
That summer, when Palka returned to the United States, he says he immediately rushed to Albion to discuss the repatriation of the urn with the school. Matthew Johnson is the president of Albion College.
Once we verified the identification of that urn through some scientific analysis of the clay as a true sibling to the other urn, it became clear to us that it was an artifact that needed to be repatriated to Mexico.
What first began as a coincidental discovery has now become what Johnson calls a political act.
And for us to keep it here is to deny the people in the place where it was created the opportunity to see it, to study it, to understand it as a part of their history, and to cultivate their own cultural pride around that artifact.
Johnson says for a long time, collecting artifacts and items around the world was simply a pastime of those who had the wealth and power to do so.
People have begun to realize that many of the items collected are better preserved and better contextualized, returned to their rightful place.
Now, 8 years after Palka made the initial discovery, the urn is being returned to its original birthplace. In a repatriation ceremony held this month, an agreement was signed between the college and the Consulate of Mexico in Detroit to return the urn back to Chiapas. Speaking at the ceremony, Fernando González Saife from the Consulate of Mexico in Detroit noted the importance of the objects to Mexican culture.
The Mayan urn has a valuable that is intrinsically linked to its people, to its history, and whose restitution is of the utmost importance for our cultural capital.
In a few months, the urn will travel back to Mexico to be exhibited next to its twin. For WKAR News, I'm Michelle Jokishpolo.